Good morning. It is 7:21. This is the Westside Morning Report. I'm Dave Bourne. Thanks for hanging out with me today. We'll have more news, traffic, and weather coming your way at the bottom of the hour. It is February 1st. That means it's our time for our monthly check-in with Bill Roller at BR Capital on what's happening with the stock markets, your money, and when will we see more money? More money, more money. Hey, Bill.
I'm all for more money.
Yep. Right?
Yep. Spend more money.
So tell me, when will we start seeing the effects of the new tax cuts?
Well, you should start seeing it this paycheck, you know, because obviously your withholding is going to be different. So you should see a couple more dollars. You know, it won't be a huge dramatic change unless your company's giving you a bonus or something. But you should start seeing it, this paycheck, and it'll continue on throughout the year. Obviously, you're not going to see the biggest benefit until you file your taxes for 2018. That's an April 15, 2019 kind of thing.
Right. But now with the taxes, what'd you say, $30 a paycheck more?
That's 52 weeks, you know, divided by 1,000. So that should be about $20, you know, and then a little bit more income on that. So, yeah, around $20, $25 is what you should be seeing extra.
So the statement by the president saying about $4,000 a year, is that a combined husband-wife team?
Yeah, that'd be for a family.
Mm-hmm.
What he's talking about,
and then the median
state of the union, the numbers change.
Yeah, median income, 80,000, 100,000.
Yeah, right around there, around 76,000 medium.
Okay, I guess I fall into that.
Congratulations, you're part of the great mass of people doing well, but trying to do better,
supporting the economy.
And your fellow citizens.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's dial around the globe here. What is happening around the globe, and who is affecting who?
Well, here in the U.S., obviously, it's been kind of a tough couple of weeks. The stock market is kind of like losing weight. You know, it goes only in the opposite direction. It goes up gradually and then falls very quickly, unlike those of us who struggle to lose weight and then gain it overnight.
Yeah, happens to me all the time.
Yep. So it's kind of interesting, you know, the market's definitely saying that interest rates are going up. No surprise there.
Is that to stop the inflation?
Or
keep it in check?
Yeah, I mean, that's the Fed says its inflation target is 2%. You know, and there's some things happening in the economy, so it's interesting to look at which sectors are kind of hurting. You know, on a 1 month, 3 month, and 6 month performance basis, utilities have been hurting the worst. Like for 1 month, they're off 2%. For 3 months, they're down 6%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of saying, yep, rates are going up. On a 1 year basis, they've actually been up 6%, but that's kind of a holdover from rates.
Interesting. Okay.
Year-to-date, utilities are down 2.5%. So, you know, if you're holding utility funds or, you know, utilities, or you're holding REITs, real estate, those are going to be affected by higher interest rates.
How about investing in the oil, since we're now exporting, right?
Oil services would be the way to do that. They've been kind of flat. They haven't really seen a giant move up in the oil service stocks yet, but that might come depending on, you know, how much more we decide to get out there.
Right.
Let's see, what's looking good on a 1 week performance? 1 day performance, Italy is actually coming back.
What?
1.4%.
Really?
Yeah, I guess people are buying more pizza.
Hey, nice.
Yeah, Colombia, Sweden, Norway, we're all up. It looks like Denmark kind of fell out of bed yesterday. I'm not quite sure what's pushing that.
Interesting.
Okay. On a one-month performance, interesting, the Colombia stock market, maybe the cartels are doing well, up 20.4%. Russia is up 15.6%, and Brazil up 15.3%. So, yeah, oil is definitely affecting those economies.
Mm-hmm. So now, and let's go around the globe here with I don't know, how's the thing with North Korea going?
Well, the South Korean stock market is still up 2.4% for the year.
Good to hear.
Yeah, or I'm sorry, one month performance. Looks like other economies, it looks like Denmark has been hurting on a 1 month basis again. Indonesia is down. Singapore is down, which is kind of surprising. Hong Kong up 4.5%, though. So Japan up 6.3%. So, you know, Japan is definitely one of those that would suffer from the North Koreans and doesn't seem to be hurting their stock market. So market's kind of saying, don't worry about North Korea.
And Greece is coming back, I heard.
Greece, let's see, 3 months, they're down 2.2%. Let's see, 1 month, they're down 3.3%.
Okay, that's not what I heard, but okay.
Yeah.
You told me last month that they were coming back.
Well, they were starting to, but, you know, that's the thing with the stock markets. They kind of give these, you know, it's like a gopher, pokes his head up and then goes back into its hole.
Oh.
On a one-week basis, Greece is off 4.9%. So they're all kind of getting hurt. Greece off 0.5% on a one-day basis. So, you know, there's some kind of early, perhaps, signs of recession out there, which, you know, might be affecting the pigs, Portugal, Italy, Greece first. But, you know, again, it's just a lot of noise in that data.
All right. He's Bill Roller. He's at BR Capital. And give us that website where they can get a free evaluation.
Well, they can go to brcapitalinc.com/KUIK, and they'll see a video of my smiling face. And we're not taking information there. We're just trying to get their contact info and, you know, set up a consultation. We can do it by phone or by Skype and try and help people achieve a good retirement.
There you go. Again, BR Capital, Inc., INC, /KUIK, and get a free evaluation. Bill?
brcapitalinc.com/KUIK.
Okay. I got to get that right one of these days. Thank you so much.